Hello, everyone, and welcome in once again to Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. Thanks for joining me. I'm at Callahan on Air on Twitter, if you'd like to give me a follow over there. Also, Talking Puck has its very own Discord community. We would love for you to be a part of that. The link is in my Twitter bio, so go to at Callahan on Air, click on that link, and feel free to join the Discord. Doesn't matter what team you're a fan of, we welcome everybody. We love talking about what's going on in and around the league and hope you can be a part of things. Well, we've got the NHL draft upon us here, and what a crazy, crazy, compact, weird offseason this is going to be. So the NHL draft is Tuesday, October 6th, first round, and then rounds 2 through 7 on October 7th. Free agency kicks off on Friday, October 9th, so this week is a big week. We're probably going to see some movement, some trades, teams trying to figure things out. I don't think there's going to be any surprise. Alexis Lafreniere is going to go number one overall. That's a yawner. The rest of the draft, honestly, I'm not as interested in the draft and the process this year. It's a deep draft, and you know what? A couple of years from now, we'll probably look back and go, boy, that was a really nice haul for a lot of teams coming out of that draft. But for me, this year, the year of COVID and the pause and social distancing, now we have a virtual draft. It's not going to be there on the floor, GMs working the phones, talking to each other. That's gone. And it's interesting. Mike Haynes brought up this point Sunday night on Talking Puck TV, which, by the way, you can catch on Twitch and on YouTube Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern. Hope you can join us for that. But Mike said, is it going to be a year where as much happens at the draft and as many deals go down as have in the past? And the more I think about it, the less I am inclined to say, yes, things will happen as much as we're used to there. No, I think this is going to be the opposite. It's going to be a slow year for that because it's going to be much harder to be involved. It's going to be much harder. If you're a general manager, you can only talk on one phone at a time. I mean, you could throw, you know, a second cell phone at an assistant GM or something and have them talk to somebody, but you're almost going to have to. You're going to have several emissaries making calls, taking calls, trying to figure things out to make deals. And the other thing is, when all the teams are assembled on the draft floor and that clock is ticking, you can run over to another table with 2 minutes left and at least get a handshake deal in place. You're not going to be able to do that this year. With a virtual draft in place, I think we're going to see far less movement and far less swapping of picks that is not already in the works. There may be deals already in the works that will just come to a head tomorrow. They'll come to fruition tomorrow and we'll see what happens, especially with the first round. There may be a little movement. The real meat of the deals and the movement of the draft tends to happen on the second day, rounds 2 through 7. That's much more businesslike. Round one is far more about the fanfare. It's far more about that type of thing. Unless there's a team, which does happen occasionally, that is dead set on getting a guy. Let's say, I don't know, Buffalo wants Joey Smith. And they're convinced Joey Smith is not going to be there when it comes their turn. They'll try to package something together to move up and grab Joey Smith. Well, that is something that I think we'll even see less of tomorrow. It's just not going to be as easy to do. Plus, in this cap world, typically you're able to flip some assets, but I think right now there is a more of a weight and more of an importance on having a stocked cupboard, on having good young players under team control at reasonable salaries. And there's not as many of those guys going around. The top couple horses will get paid in free agency this year, but beyond that, everybody's looking at, I don't want to say players that they've overspent on, but anyone who's in that $4.5 to $6.5 or $7 million a year range, you may suddenly find yourself an overpriced talent. And it's not something that you're going to be able to move easily. And if you make more than that, heaven forbid, oh my, that's really going to hamstring clubs. No one planned for the cap to stay flat this year. Everybody expected it would at least go up a little bit. No one expected zero revenues for March onward. It just took everybody by surprise the way things happened. However, that doesn't mean life doesn't go on. That doesn't mean that you don't have to find a way to cope with this, because now everyone has the exact same thing to deal with. So I think that this year at the draft, we're not going to see as much on day two. I think the wheeling and dealing there will be some. Don't get me wrong. We're not going to see zero trades. We will see some. We'll see some movement. But as teams come out of the draft and these picks, whatever deals are made, I still think you're going to see a lot going on Wednesday and Thursday as you get a little bit closer to Wednesday, day two of the draft, but Thursday, especially the day before free agency. And you may see a couple of rights flipped ahead of Friday's free agent deadline so that teams have a couple days to try to negotiate with guys. But I don't know that we're going to see the real manic stuff happening, especially for day one. But I will say this. If a bombshell trade is going to be made, it will be made probably day one if it involves a first-round draft pick. It'll have to be, but they have to swing that deal to move a guy or a salary. Keep in mind, Tuesday may be the day for that to happen. So, you know what? You may get one or two big ones. You're just not going to get that draft day maneuvering, that flurry of trades, that, you know, that excitement that comes along with that part of the draft. So other than that, you know, Lafreniere is going to the Rangers and everybody else will fall into place after that. There might be a little bit of juggling around and a little bit of movement, but not like we're used to. It's a very unusual year, but you know what? This week is going to be pretty exciting all the way around. I'm looking forward to it. All right, that's it for this Tiny Biscuits. We will definitely talk to you again in a couple of days here and see what the fallout from the draft was. And don't forget, Talking Puck TV, we're doing a special episode Friday night. That one, we have not yet determined the time. It kind of hinges on Mike Haynes' schedule, but we will be doing a free agency wrap-up show on Friday night, and then our final show of the 2019-20 season this coming Sunday night at our typical 9 o'clock Eastern. And again, that's on Twitch and on YouTube. Look for Talking Puck TV. All right, I'm Tom Callahan. Thanks for joining me, everybody. We will talk to you next time on Tiny Biscuits.